Keep going, keep going. Finding the treasure is assured. We seem to often confuse the heart chakra with the heart. The biggest confusion happens when the kundalini reaches the fourth chakra and the heart itself opens. We think that the so-called fourth chakra enlightenment or heart opening that occurs is a blossoming of the heart chakra. It's no more that than the flipping of a light switch is the light. What results, quotation marks, fourth chakra, end of quotation marks, enlightenment, is deemed to be the first stage of enlightenment. It's called by Hindus spiritual awakening and by Buddhists stream entering. The second enlightenment occurs when the kundalini reaches the sixth chakra. Hindus call it savakalpa samadhi, in other words, transcendental enlightenment while still perceiving form. The third is when the kundalini reaches the seventh chakra and is called brahmayana, or God realization by Hindus, and arahantship by Buddhists. It is also called nirvikalpa samadhi, or transcendental enlightenment beyond form. Draw a line under matters here. Beyond the seventh chakra, we have left the third dimension. The enlightenment we experience that sends us beyond the third, fourth dimension is called sahaja, brackets, natural state, samadhi. I checked my understanding of this with the Divine Mother, and she agreed. Steve, I'm trying to understand what level of enlightenment ascension corresponds to, and I think it's beyond the normal seventh chakra enlightenment. I think it's what is called, and I'll make this clear to readers, sahaja samadhi. Am I correct? Divine Mother, yes, it is beyond what you think of as being with your seventh chakras. We have emerged from the third dimensional realm, which is that reference point for the seventh chakra system, into the new. So, yes, you are correct in this question and in this statement. I once experienced a toned-down version of Ramayana. I was suddenly interrupted in my meditation by the sight of a golden river flowing over my head and emptying into the seventh chakra. But there was no bliss, so I'm still here. Michael calls my toned-down experiences visits. His advice to me around enlightenment, in general, given that I need to remain able to serve, is visit, don't stay. The mother has said that they're toned down so I don't leave my soul contract and venture off to the Himalayas. Steve, the experience at Xenia, Mother, was that truncated? Divine Mother, slightly, yes. Steve, I had the thought it was. The light that I saw should have been brighter than a thousand suns. The fact that it wasn't suggests to me that this experience was truncated. Divine Mother, it was not as brilliant as possible, let us put it that way. Steve, all right, and again, the reason is to keep me in sync with my readers. Divine Mother, to keep you in sync with your readers, but let me be very clear. If you had seen the light as it actually is, yes, a million billion suns, you would have simply departed. We don't mean die, but you would have departed the life that you have designed, yes, with us, for yourself, for the service you are providing. You would have departed and simply said, I do not need to do this. I will just simply sit in the bliss of love and good luck, everybody. Remember what Bernadette Roberts said. At a certain point, when we have done all we can to bring about an abiding union with the divine steps in and takes over. Well, brother, you just heard the number one boss man or woman acknowledge her work with us around our enlightenment. This is how things happen, / work, at that level. Spiritual paths are mostly differentiated by emphasis, names, etc. So I follow this lifetime the path of karma yoga or service. I serve the very entity that is the source of enlightenment. Bernadette Roberts goes in the other direction and approaches the divine as sacred nothingness. But I draw closer and closer to her. Brackets, Michael does not want me to capitalize. Through service, as much as another might, through ritual adoration or elimination, brackets, neti neti, not this, not this. As Ramakrishna never tired of saying, all paths lead to God. All religions are worshiping the same one God. And all of us will eventually get there, guaranteed. So as light workers, being fundamentally servants of the divine is not, as some people think, time out from the pursuit of enlightenment. I know, enlightenment cannot be pursued, but in the beginning, a rigorous pursuit is not a bad thing, and then it falls away. All of us have reached the end of a cycle and are offered ascension, in this case, on a mass and even physical level, as if it were a graduation gift. Never mind working hard for it in this lifetime, most people will ascend without knowing anything about what is happening. Unless, of course, they read Ramana Maharshi or a lightworker blog. Brackets, just kidding. Finally, when the kundalini reaches the heart chakra and the heart opens, we don't just remain on 3/4D. I found myself in a 7D tsunami of love, which left me in an ocean of love. This event, though extensive, would also have been toned down somewhat, or I'd be in an ashram right now. Undoubtedly, the mother and Michael wanted me to experience 7D love, and I'm thrilled that they allowed me to do that. Now I can say, keep going, finding the treasure is assured. And once you experience that love, I don't think you ever stop working for it.